Harald, you permission.
If Chas Meshalom Mashiach will not show up, Sunday is Shiva'asa B'Tammuz. It says in Navi already. Yitzom HaRabi'i, Yitzom HaChamishi, Yitzom HaShvi'i, Yitzom HaAsiri, Plus Asurim L'Simcha. Rabbi Zechariah says that one day, the fast days are going to turn to be holidays. And the question is, why does it have to be a holiday? As long as we cancel it, it's enough. Rabbi said, no, you're going to celebrate. One of the explanations, the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to give us a holiday in every month. On Nisan, he gave us Pesach. On Iyar, he gave us Pesach Sheni. On Sivan, he gave us Shavuot. And the 17th of Tammuz should have been Rosh Hashanah. Tisha B'Av should have been Yom Kippur. Elul should have been Sukkot. Since we did the golden calf, says the Gemara, Akhidim who pushed the three holidays till after Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, in Chodesh Tishrei, we really have four holidays. We have Rosh Hashanah to replace the holiday that was supposed to be on Tammuz, 17th of Tammuz. We have Yom Kippur that was supposed to be on Av, Nachema. And we have Sukkot supposed to be in Elul. And Shmini Atzeret, this is the holiday that was designated for Tishrei. So maybe that's what the Navi means. Hashem is going to change the holiday, the fast days into holidays, because actually those days should have been holidays. It doesn't answer about Tzom Gedalia, it doesn't answer about Esra B'Tevet, it doesn't answer that. So that's what the Navi says, you should expect Shiva'asa B'Tammuz to be a holiday. And here comes the Mishnah and tells us what happened on Shiva'asa B'Tammuz. The Mishnah says five things happened on Shiva'asa B'Tammuz. The first thing the Mishnah says, Ishtabu Aluchot, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shamayim on Shiva'asa B'Tammuz, and he saw the golden calf and he broke the tablets. It's a very valuable thing. Something that was created on the first Friday. Moshe broke it. Sounds like, so we're mourning about it. Sounds that Chachamim came and did this ta'anit. So the first thing that happened, you should know, Moshe broke the Luchot. It's bad enough. So, Hashem wants, so Chachamim wanted us to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mourn it. It's possible. The next day, the Gemara says, Menashe put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Says the Gemara, Menashe came one day to Beit HaMikdash, went inside, and put a statue inside. First he put a statue in one face, and then he made a statue with four faces, put it inside Kodesh HaKodeshim. That happened in Shiva'asa B'Tammuz. Could have happened maybe every day, any day. It happened in Shiva'asa B'Tammuz, says the Gemara. That's the second thing happened in Shiva'asa B'Tammuz. But comes in the Gemara and tells us, Zohar, Menashe eventually, he was in jail in Iraq. And one day, he called all the Avodah Zarah and told them, listen, if you really have power, get me out of jail. And of course he stayed in jail. He was locked behind bar doors. And then he said, Hashem, you're the last one. I'm calling you. If you're going to take me out, I come back to Eretz Israel, and I'll do teshuva, I'll take the statue out, and I'll be a good boy. That's what happened. All of a sudden the jail's door opened, and the wind blew him back to Yerushalayim. Actually, the Gaon Mivilna told it to Avraham ben Avraham. He was in jail. Rav Potocki, the Russian, put him in jail. He sent him a little note. He told him, you want to get out of jail? I can write something in my Knesset, my clothes, and the doors will open, and you come out of jail right away. Rav Avraham, Rav Potocki said, no, I want to get burned in Kiddush Hashem. Thank you very much. I'd rather stay here. I want to get burned. Get burned. The Gemara says, that's what happened in Menashe. And then he came back to Yerushalayim. He went to Beit HaMikdash. He took the statue off. Okay, so now we have to anid. So why you have to anid? Menashe put a statue. Okay, but Bal Tshuva. The Zohar says that in Gan Eden, Menashe is higher than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Whatever it means. Zohar has like stages in Gan Eden. It says Menashe is sits in Gan Eden on a chair. There are chairs in Gan Eden. He says, higher than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because the test of Avraham, Yitzchak, was very big in those days. That's when Menashe came to a dream, to Rav Ashi. He told Rav Ashi, what do you think? It's a joke of Avraham, Yitzchak. If you would have been in my time, you would have run all day long to look for Avraham, Yitzchak. Avraham, Yitzchak was very strong. But he did the Shema Shalema. It was very hard to just come to Tshuva. We can't take it just for granted, the Tshuva. I did the Tshuva. So he comes to Shiva Sabbath, I'm going to say, listen, Ta'anit, he says, what is this? Menashe put, I says, you know not to do it, you can't say that. The Gemara says, you can't even say that. You want to say, you cannot say that. Somebody does the Tshuva, you can't say, listen, before he did the Tshuva, he was a pop singer. You're not allowed to say this. Somebody does the Shiva Shalema, Menashe did Shiva Shalema, he's hiding from Sakhani Yaakov in Gan Eden, and you tell me, you do Ta'anit, it's Bezat Hashem Sunday, if Moshiach doesn't come, you have to have this in mind. Menashe put a statue, and said, listen, he did, it's true he did, but he took it out, he did the Shiva Shalema, so I can count it as part of the reason for the Ta'anit. Then the Gemara says, Sarat Apostomus at the Torah, one of the kings, one of the Roman kings, took some Torah and burned them. Okay, so it was not the first time, it was not the last time. Somebody from Ghetto Kovne told me, Rabbi Sigel, Major Tzadik, he told me the German marshman came to the ghetto, they went to the shuls in Kovne, they took the Torah and they wrote them on the floor. On the streets, for the tanks, for the jeeps to drive on them. Then they cut them and they made shoes out of them, belts. So it's true. So it's a very bad thing to take a Torah and burn it. But listen, it's not the first time. It wasn't the last time. People burn Torah. So Shiva Samet Tammuz was chosen for this. Why? Because somebody burned it on. The next one, the Mishnah says, Mutala Tamid. It means like this, the Gemara says, Sikha Matamigdash, the machloki between two brothers, Hawkins and Stobulus. Rabban, the Rishonim say, you have to know the history very well. You read the history, it's a disaster. I said, Matamigdash was destroyed, Sikha Matamigdash, the machloki between two brothers, who wants to be the Kohen Agadol? One of the brothers left, went to Rome, and called the Romans. He told the Romans, you come, we'll make a siege on Jerusalem, I'll be the Kohen Gadol, and then you will own Eretz Israel. From this Malokhet, Ben Amidash was destroyed, because somebody wanted to be Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, well, what happened in the siege? And since for a long time, four years, we do Tanit, Shavasa Tammuz, and 3 weeks Tisha B'Av. But actually, what happened was 4 years different. Mach Shimam, the Romans, tried 4 years to break the wall of Jerusalem. But the informers, says the Gemara, they convinced the Romans. It's good for the Romans that the ones inside Beit HaMikdash should have sheep to sacrifice. Korban Tamid. One sheep in the morning, one in the afternoon. Was nothing, was a famine. Was nothing to eat. Of course, there weren't any sheep. So what he used to do, he used to take a box and fill up the box with gold and precious stones and silver and bring it down with ropes from the wall of Yerushalayim. Not this wall that we have today. It was much stronger. The wall of Yerushalayim, the walls was 12 feet thick. Imagine 12 feet thick. So they used to fill up the box. And they used to bring the box down. And the Romans and Mashemam used to take the box with all the gold and the precious stones and put two sheep in the box. And they used to roll it back. They used to sacrifice it. It's for a long time. One day, Mashemam, the Romans, decided enough is enough. When they got the box with the Jews, they put the pig inside. And the Jewish people picked up the box. And inside was a pig. The Gemara says, then you know. So the pig just put his paws on the walls, was earthquake in earth. The Gemara says, what day was it? Shiva Sabbatamos. Mutala Tamid. Didn't have any more sacrifices. It's a very big thing. But what is so important about it? Yes, sacrifice. No sacrifice. So what? So what? Well, this is a tragedy. Somebody's going to ask you, what happened? The Romans killed millions, hundreds of millions of people. The Mikdash and the Beta. And Tisha B'Av. I said, so we didn't have. The Mishnah said, no. Butala Tamid. There's no more sheep to be sacrificed. This is also a reason, so called, part of the reasons to do Tani. And the last thing comes to Gemara and says, if Roma, a few years later, the Romans were able to break the wall of Jerusalem. Okay, so what happened? So broke the wall of Jerusalem. This is something also that we should consider for Tani. So, nothing. If the Mishnah would have said, since they broke the wall and they killed millions of people, so the Mishnah would have said, millions of people were killed on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. Mishnah said, doesn't say that. It says, the wall of Yerushalayim got broken. They were able to break the wall. They came, they had some kind of metal running with them. The horns, couldn't break it. And then Hashem let it happen. There's the five things. So it means on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, what it means is that you have to have in mind. And be serious about it. You should know. That's the reason we do Ta'anid. It's not Ta'anid because Ta'anid. So you have to know the reasons. The Mishnah said those are the reasons. You have to know. This is why I do Ta'anid. Some Chachamim tell us the following. No. The Navi tells us a story. Elisha one day passed in Shunem. This is on the west side. And this is the oldest building in Israel today. You can go over there. So shoot him. In the Tanakh, Elisha used to stop by and leave over there. And the lady made him like a little room. A few times already, Chaim Kanievsky took a few buses. The people didn't have children yet. They went with buses over there, a few buses. Whoever went over there, got a child. This is the place that Elisha stayed over. And the lady is called Isha Shunamit. She's Avishak's sister. She lived over there, and her husband was old. Elisha stayed over there. Tanakh tells us that Rosh Hashanah, Elisha asked Gehazi, his sister, what should we do for this lady? She's so nice to us. She made a room for us, she made us a bed. And says, well, she never got a child yet, and her husband is old. And Elisha said, okay, next year, Atchabek el Ben. She had a baby boy. Baby boy became Habakkuk HaNavi. That's actually Elisha, is his father, read it later. We don't know exactly who was this guy. It's a machloket, who was really the father of this guy. The boy, they named him Habakkuk. in Haraguk. He grew up. He grew up one day, he didn't feel well, and he died. He died, and Rabbi says, that she took the dead boy and she put it on the bed of Elisha. And she went to Elisha, and she told him, eventually she told him, he's dead. So Elisha told his assistant, Gehazi, you take my stick, and you go, and you put the stick on the baby, he's going to wake up. But Gehazi, the Gemara says, he didn't take it seriously or something else, so he wanted to test it to see if it's true. So while he was going over there to the house, it was a dead dog. So he put the stick on the dog, and the dog jumped up. But because he already revived the dog, when he got home, he put the stick on the baby, the baby did not wake up. In the meantime, Elisha arrived with the mother, and she said, look, he's dead. So he says, Elisha lay down on the boy, put his hands on his hands, his face on his face, his feet on his feet. And seven times he did it. The man has called CPR. And the baby woke up. Story. So, you know, Navi is not a storybook. And it says, whoever wrote this, seven Malachi. And it says, well, you have to write this story. What does it mean exactly? You have to lay down on the baby. What did he do exactly? Rabbim tell us like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah that he discussed it with the angels and said, Adam et Hamilu Kedmuten. Let's manufacture, create a person the same shape that we have. So whatever it means, of course Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a form, but whatever it means something. So comes in the Gemara, the Gemara says, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, and Adam Hashem was on the floor. I made him the way we are. Adam Hashem made two hands to Adam Hashem, and each hand has five fingers. Five fingers? If a person is born with six fingers, it's blemish. What's wrong? It's better. He has six fingers. What's wrong? Blemish. He wants to be a Kohen, you have to make an operation, you have to cut one finger. He has four, blemish. He needs to have five. Why five? Hashem created you with five. Why did Hashem create you with five? Because Hashem is five fingers. Comes the Gemara and says, why does Hashem have five fingers? Well, I'll still tell you. The Gemara says, in the Torah, it says when Hashem spoke to Noach, and Hashem told Noach, "V'zeh asher taseh tateva." Says the Gemara, Hashem pointed with his finger and told Noach, "That's how you're going to build the teva." It says instead, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was just going to show him a teva. Hashem showed him a blueprint and a teva, and how many cabins were in the teva and the shelves and everything. Besides the specification, it says in the Torah the length and the and the width and the height, and it says exactly what was in the teva. Vezeh shel aseh teva. Says the Gemara, it says vezeh sounds like Hashem showed Noach. Says the Gemara, Hashem showed Noach the teva with his pinky, with a little finger. If you were wondering before, why Hashem made the fingers not the same size? What would happen if all our fingers would be the same size? Why this one has to be called pinky? Everyone. Why? Why the thumb has to be on the side all the way down? Why? You know what they made us, you know? She wants us to have five fingers. Five fingers, okay, so five fingers. They're all five fingers. No. They have four over here, one over here. And the little one, the bigger one, is the little one. Why? What would have been wrong if it would be a big one? Why she made a small one? He says, this is Hashem used this so called, if you may say. Hashem is a little finger. It's of course spiritual, but it means something else. In Kabbalah, it says, Shod Noach, this is how you make the term. The Gemara says, the next one, next to the pinky. It says, with this finger, Hashem punished the Egyptians. I'm saying, Agdash Pesach. says, Kama b'Mitzrayim, Be'etzba, in a finger. Actually, when Moshe made the lies, the magician said, Etzba Elokimi, it's a finger. But in the end, the Gemara says, we say in Agadah Shel Pesach, Hashem, what he did, punished the Egyptians, how did he do it? How did Hashem do it? Listen, it's not the question. I just wanted to know the information. Hashem has a finger. And it says the second next to the pinky, Hashem used it. It's by Elohim. He, this is the finger that Hashem brought them across in Egypt. Of course, Moshe did whatever he did, but actually what happened in Egypt is for Moshe. Hashem did not use the same one. Hashem is another one. There's another shape, another length. Let's say the middle finger, Hashem used to write the Torah. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Luchot, Ketuvim, Be'etzba Elokim. Torah says Hashem wrote on the Luchot with his finger, Torah says the middle finger. Actually, usually this is the longest one. And it says, this is the finger. The next one, next to the middle one, says the Gemara, Hashem used it when he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu about Machatzit HaShekel. Ze itnu. And it says, Machatzit HaShekel, Hashem said, Ze. And it says, Ze itnu. And it says, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the half shekel, the coin. With this finger. The thumb and the rest of the hand, says the Gemara, this is when Hashem is going to redeem us and take us to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, you should know, one day, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take us to Eretz Yisrael and will hold everybody's hand. That's the language of the Gemara. And he's going to take us to Eretz Yisrael. So you won't have to go, you won't go to Eretz Yisrael because you can walk. And says, actually, you feel somebody's holding your hand. And says, the hand of Hashem is going to hold your hand. And you go into Israel. There's the information the Gemara says. Come, Chamin, explain like this. The Gemara says, so all those fingers that we just counted, the Gemara says, this is the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for redemption, for Geula. And here, the Torah says, listen, Noach was saved with the finger of the right hand. Egyptians were punished with the finger of the right hand. The kapara, whatever Hashem wanted us to have for the golden calf, the finger of the right hand. The Torah, the Gemara says, is a protection. Torah magna ben bina ben shalom bina. Torah is your protection. The Torah saved us, says the Gemara. It's the right hand. And it says the Hashem's right hand, so called, if we say Hashem created himself a hand to redeem us. Our Chachamim say, look, but the five things the Mishnah says, what happened Shivar Sametamuz, it means those five things destroyed or damaged our fingers. It means instead to be redeemed, that's what Gemara says. Shivar Sametamuz should have been a holiday. This is a step on the escalator for redemption. And look what happened in Shivar Sametamuz, and this is the tragedy. It's not what happened. And it says the result of what we did damaged our hand. Not only damaged our hand, if we may say damage Hashem's hand. This is the energy that the person has in his hand. So Rabbi Chaim V'Tal says, because we have part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our hand. There's 613 limbs and other parts in the body, arteries, whatever it means. It says the 613 pieces in Hashem's so-called entity. And the reason why the person can move and function, it means because Hashem has energy inside him. And if Chas Shalom cannot do something, it means the energy of Hashem is not there. And that's, Chachamim said, that's what Elisha did to revive a dead person. When he put his hands on this baby's hands, the baby started to shake. And says, what it means is the energy from Elisha's hands went inside. And actually, Navi says it after Elisha died and they buried Elisha.
And not one day was a war.
And the war happened to be the next to Elisha's grave. And somebody died. And he fell on the grave of Elisha, and he jumped. And he became alive again. The energy of revival in the body of Elisha is the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And somebody touched him, revived himself. And says, this is what he says, you should know the story in the Navi to tell you how to revive. This is that baby, and was missing the neshama. Says he didn't have the Zohar, says he didn't have the neshama. Ducha, he only had nukwa, and says he had to die, and Elisha, by putting his hand on his hand, so-called he passed energy, it means Hashem's energy into this baby, and he revived him. You understand? Shivasa Betamuz is a big day, should have been a very big day, for damage to generations. And here comes the Gemara and will tell us. For example, Gemara says that those five things will happen, damage our fingers. I mean, damage, if we may say, Hashem's hand, redeem us. Let's say the first thing is Moshe broke the Luchot. The Torah says the Luchot were written in the middle finger. So what it means is the energy of the middle finger that's part of the hand of redemption was damaged. So we're already missing one thing. Yeah. And then the Gemara says the second thing happened. And Menashe put the statue in Kodesh Kodim. It's true. Menashe did Shiva Shalema. It's true. But the Gemara says, I want to explain to you what it means. It's not just, you know, put a statue. It doesn't put a statue. It means that what the Kodesh Kodim expects from us to have respect for Kodesh Kodim and to do things for Hashem, got damage. I says, what is this? I says, this is the biggest chutzpah in the world. You go to Hashem's house and you put over there a statue. I says, look, the only survivor of the Mabul was Noah. What can you tell me about Noah? Says the Gemara, what do you tell me about Noah? The Gemara says Noah was down to earth, very humble. The Zohar says that we, Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Gilgul of Noah. And the Gemara says Noah was saved. Noah himself, the Gemara says, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I also stole. So the Gemara says Noah was shafel, very down to earth. This is why the pinky is so small. So with this finger, Hashem should Noach the Teva. I says, so Chacham says, look, when you look on your finger, I says, what is this? I says, this Hashem made it small. Why did Hashem make it small? I says, because if you want to survive, if you want to survive Mabul, if you want to survive tragedies, you should know this is what you have to be. Down to earth. I says, when Menashe put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim, forget about it. It's they did the Shuvah. It's true, it's the Shuvah. But the damage that he did at the time, the chutzpah, that's the Gemara says, chutzpah yazga, Gemara says, before Mashiach will come, people have no respect for nobody. I said, that's the finger. That's exactly the finger. People have no respect for nobody. People, the Gemara says, the Zohar says, don't study Torah. It's not Moshe Bok Deluchot. The Zohar says, Moshe Bok Deluchot, okay, it doesn't matter. That's not what we don't do Ta'anit for the Yotzayt, it's Moshe Bok Deluchot. It says, we are in a situation, there's no Luchot. It says, what do you mean no Luchot? You don't study enough. It says, there's no Mashiach doesn't come because we don't study enough. And Mashiach should come together with Moshe Rabbeinu on the cloud, says the Zohar. And Moshe doesn't want to come because so-called Moshe said, you don't study enough, you lazy people. And actually, the Zohar says, the Gemara says, that Moshe came to power and asked power to just, you know, to make it easier for us. And power told him,
Nirpim atem nirpim, you lazy people. I'm lazy people. You're working so hard in construction. He says, who cares the dialogue between Moshe and Paro? The Paro tells Moshe, you are lazy people. What do you mean I'm lazy? Who cares about this Russia? No, it's for us. I mean, say it's for us. He says, you have to start and learn with all your strength. As if not, that's how the Luchot were broken. I says, Mutala Tamid. No sheep. The Navi says, the Gemara says, the Rishonim says, the Achronim says, say the same thing. I says, you want to know the truth, really, what happened? I says, the Gemara says, we did not bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu nice sacrifices. Iver, Pesach, Mumra, blind sheep, crippled sheep, blemish. Actually, the Gemara says that the Migdash was destroyed by a very strange story. Two people had a fight. One of them was in a party, they get out of the party, and then he went to Rome. He told the government the Jews rebelled. It was a lie. And the government was a Jew informer. And he told the government, you want to see? I want to take a ship on a ship from Rome to Jerusalem, and I'll be there, and I'll get some people, spies, KGB agents, and they will see, they'll take a picture, email the picture, that the Jews did not want to sacrifice the sacrifice. The Gemara said he took the sheep, he put it on the boat, the sheep, he brought it to the Beit HaMikdash. But in the Beit HaMikdash, what he did, he took a little knife and he scratched the lip of the sheep. Okay? So the halacha is before they sacrifice something, they have to check it. They check the sheep, they see there's something on his lip. So they can sacrifice it. So they know that this guy is the informer and they saw all these agents, they wanted to kill them on the spot. This will be the end of it. Was there no one chacham over there? He said, "Nah, don't worry. Don't sacrifice it. The guy went back to Rome. And the Romans came with soldiers and sheep, made decision Yerushalayim, destroy Yerushalayim. So the whole Yerushalayim was destroyed because of a little blemish on the lip of a sheep. He says, wow, how come? What is a shame? What? So Rambam said, because it did not worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Beit HaMikdash with all the strength. It rashlu ba'avodah. They took it easy, they brought sacrifices with blemish. Ah! Rabbi Malachi says, Achivim na lefechatecha, lefechatecha osafanecha. Look what he brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way, that the sheep with the blemish would cause destruction of Beit HaMikdash and destroy everything because we didn't pay attention for the sacrifice of the Tammuz. And this is Shibasa Batamuz Butala Tami. All of a sudden, the Romans decided to put a pig inside the box instead of two sheep. What happened? Shibasa Batamuz. So there's it. This is Kobana Tami. And it says, what happened? This is called Avodah. Avodah and Batamigdash. You don't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you're supposed to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachamim say, what is Machatzit HaShekel? What's money? Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the coin. What did they do with this coin? What did they do with Machatzit HaShekel? By sacrifices. The Torah, the things of Beit HaMikdash. Says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is your protection. Machatzit HaShekel. Says, Machatzit HaShekel. He says, if pay attention to Beit HaMikdash, you don't pay attention to Beit HaMikdash. He says, you brought blemish sacrifices. You did other bad things in Beit HaMikdash. He says, look, Shivasa Beit HaMikdash, what it means is it shows the so-called the finger of Machatzit HaShekel, the one next to our thumb. He says, this is destroyed. It was destroyed as a blemish on it because we did not pay attention. I mean, say, that's really the secret of Shiva Sobe Tammuz. You know, we do Tanim because that thing. It's a message from us. What do we suppose to do Tanit for is to correct the sins or not paying attention to certain things that destroy the fingers of Hashem. That's what the Rabbi says. So Maravi, it's not Simcha. It's Shiva Samuz, it's going to be a holiday. What's going to be a holiday? It says, this Chacham says, before Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, we have to remember, have to look at our hand. And it says, why Hashem made it, then this, why is the shape is like this? Why Hashem made us five fingers? Why the thumb is over here? Why is this? So I'll tell you what it is. Yifretzah Choma. The wall of Betamim of Yerushalayim was broken. So, what's the big deal? Chachamim tell us, I'm saying Tefillah, Yerushalayim Mirach, Ilcha Berachamim Tashuv, Tishkom Betoch Yerushalayim Mirach, it's the city of Hashem. It's not our city. Im Hashem Lo Yishmor Bayit Shav, Yerushalayim Arim Sevilah. This is the person is to know, the Gemara says, it's not your city. It's not your city. It's the city of Hashem. So, Chachamim say, if you don't behave in the city, like the city of Hashem is the palace of Hashem. Hashem destroyed it. He says this because we did not pay attention to Hashem. It says, Chachamim say, the Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, the wall broke, not the wall of Yerushalayim, the wall of the city of Hashem broke. That was the problem. That says the Shemar Tzion, Hashem should appear in Yerushalayim. That says, what is all Yerushalayim? It's the city of Hashem. Says, Lech lecha al eretz ha-Moriah. Ego el ha-makom. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu, and he was going to take Yitzchak to Akedat Yitzchak. Hashem told him, Lech lecha al-Moriah, Hashem Tetzorah, it's the city of Hashem. Ego el ha-makom. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makom. ומקומו של עולם, בין העולם מקומו. ירושלים is the place of Hashem. When I was young, about 100 years ago, used to come to Yerushalayim. I was a little boy. I used to come with the train. Sometimes I had a bus. You enter Yerushalayim with eyes closed, you knew you were in Yerushalayim. Just by breathing the air at the end of Yerushalayim, it's the city of Hashem. As it was just after the Holocaust. I says, you felt the city of Hashem, you felt it. I says, Ma says, Am Yisrael did not behave in the city of Jerusalem. It's actually Mikilat Yechayim, Yahu wrote, Ha'fes Bet HaMikdash, Chaya Shva Badad, Ha'i Rabat Yam, Ha'ita Karmana, the Mikilat is in Yerushalayim. What Yerushalayim? And he said, if you did Tikkun Chatzot, it's in Yerushalayim. What do you want from Yerushalayim? What's wrong with Tel Aviv? Yerushalayim is the city of Hashem, it's the capital of Israel. But this year we had the Zohut. Mr. Trump recognized. This is not Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is president number 45. 45, his numerical value is Geula. It's not moving the embassy. It's to show, you know, city of Hashem, it's not our capital. We did not behave over there. The Gemara says, this Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, the world broke. What's the big deal? The world broke. The world of Hashem broke. It means the woman, Yimach Shemam, had the power to break Hashem's wall. It means Hashem let them break his wall. And this is because of our behavior. That's what Rami said. This is Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. The person should have it. It's the Arminag. From Shiva Sabbat Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, send Tikkun Chatzot during the night. We say, after Mincha, Tikkun Chatzot. There's a Mishnah Berurah to say to do it. I said to do it to Tikkun Chatzot twice. What is it? I said at night Tikkun Chatzot. What is it during the day? It means Tikkun Chatzot is for Yerushalayim. It's the city of Hashem. And the Kavanah, I said, Bekat Amazon, Tivnei Yerushalayim Mirach, Tefillah, Tishkom Bet Yerushalayim Mirach. I said, city of Hashem. And Chacham says, the Geula is because of the hand of Hashem. And the hand of Hashem is five fingers. It says five fingers has to be fixed. On Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, and you see my Shiva Rabbi Mila.